Texte numéro 95. Turning down a chance to move up. Trish Regan enjoys the work she does as an analyst in the Bethesda office of Aptis, a consulting firm based in Chantilly. She also likes her 15-minute commute from Potomac, her boss who mentors her, and a flexible work environment. So when a recruiter recently offered Regan another consulting job with a 60% pay increase, she was torn. Turning down a promotion or higher-paying job is rarely easy. Besides the money, there's fear. Sometimes turning down a job may limit your learning horizon and prevent you from expanding your network. But sometimes, rejecting a seemingly better job makes sense, experts said. A new position might deny you the chance to do the things you really care about, such as spending time with your children, caring for an elderly parent, or pursuing hobbies and causes that matter to you. Or a new job may entail more business travel than you would like, a switch to a more difficult boss or work you don't enjoy. No amount of money is worth it if you'll end up miserable, said Edward M. Halliwell, a Massachusetts psychiatrist. It's hard to predict what a new job will be like. Therefore, when offered a position, don't respond immediately. Allow the ego and adrenaline rush to subside before making a decision, Halliwell said. Talk to employees about the work environment at the new organization. You can't get that kind of information during your interview, so you have to ask around, Regan said, noting that she made a list of the pros and cons of taking the new consulting job she was offered. Consult with a trusted person, such as a spouse or close friend, to weigh the various factors, including the whole compensation package. Also, focus on your career goals. Will the new job move you closer? What kind of support and training will you receive? If you decide to turn down a job, do so graciously. Say, "I'm honored and flattered, but can't take on this kind of commitment," Halliwell said. You don't want to burn any bridges. Afterward, try not to regret what you did. For one thing, turning down a job carries less stigma today than in the past. People are more free agents than they used to be, Halliwell said. As for Regan, she called the recruiter back after the weekend and thanked her for the opportunity, but turned down the offer, only to be phoned again and offered an additional $4 per hour, which she also declined. She said, "It's very flattering when someone wants you that badly, and it's easy to get caught up in the momentum. But I'm very happy where I am and feel like it's the right decision." Adapted from the Washington Post, October 2006.